Kalim chapter 17, Mishnah 14. V'yashma shenivra b'yom harishon tuma. On the first day of creation, there was something created, which if you took that substance and made a vessel out of it, it could accept tuma. And what's that? The earth, right? The earth. You could make an earthenware utensil that was able to accept tuma. But on the second day of creation, ain bo tuma. There was nothing created on the second day of creation which could be made into a vessel that would accept tuma. And what was made on the second day of creation? The sky. Right? You can't make a vessel out of the sky, so nothing. B'shlishi, on the third day of creation, yesh bo tuma. There was something which is made which was able to accept impurity. And example, plants, says the Kati, because you could make like a wooden utensil from plants. But Reviva Chamishi, on the fourth and fifth day of creation, Ein Baim Tumah. There was nothing made on the fourth and fifth day of creation. Chutz Mikanaf Ha'oiz, except for the feather of an osprey, a very sturdy kind of bird, Ubeitzas Ne'imas Hamatsufa, and also an ostrich egg that was plated. Those were the only exceptions on those days. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, he says, he disagrees. He says, "My nishtana kanaf ha'oiz mikol ha'knafam." He says, "There's no difference between the feathers of the osprey and all other feathers, right? Any receptacle made of feathers, he would hold as durable enough and would be able to accept tuma." V'chol shenivra b'yom hashishi, and on the sixth day, tame utensils made on the sixth day where land animals and people were created. So there is impurity because, for example, like the skin of an animal, you couldn't take it and make a leather utensil out of it.